This morning for a short devotions, I want to talk a little bit about handling adversity. Don't think for a second that I'm talking, that I know what I'm talking about, because I don't. I don't handle adversity very well, problems. And nobody likes adversity or problems, but everybody has them. And the question is how do we deal with it? Me, I kind of stress out sometimes, and that's one thing that I'm blessed to have a boss at work that sort of calms me down. When I'm faced with problems at work, Dayton seems to always tell me to just calm down, and you know, he'll take care of it. You know, he's got solution for it. Well, and often that's the case. It's just very small, and it's not a big deal, but I tend to make a big deal out of it sometimes. So handling adversity, I want to read a little bit, a story that we're all familiar with in the Old Testament, in Exodus, the 14th chapter. They were faced with adversity. Children of Israel thought it was just, this was the end. They thought this is it. I'm going to read a few verses. Exodus chapter 14, I'm going to begin at verse 9. This is the time when the children of Israel were fleeing Egypt. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Phihoroth and Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is it not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. I want to skip on down to verse 21. Yeah, they thought this is it. And they were crying out to the Lord, and they were afraid. Right, verse 21. And this is after Moses had, the Lord had spoke to Moses and told him what to do. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were all wall unto them on their right and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. They took off their chariot wheels, they that drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of the earth, and the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come up again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. So God took care of their problem. They were faced with a lot. I imagine they were pretty stressed out. But God took care of them. And there's also an instance in John, the fourth chapter, the nobleman, he came seeking Jesus, and he did four things. He sought his son. The nobleman's son was near death, and he had a real problem. So what did he do? First thing he did is he sought Jesus. He found Jesus. Then he asked Jesus for help. He asked him, he turned it over to him. He turned his problem to Jesus. But then he believed in Jesus. And you know what? His problem was solved. Jesus healed his son and took care of it. Now, some of our problems are much bigger than others, and I know that some of you have a lot bigger problems than I do, and so it's not like we can just, sometimes we're faced with the adversity that we're faced with, we say we just can't, it's too big, I just can't just forget about it and just leave it and let God take care of it and drop it and go. But a lot of my problems that I have personally are small. I think they're big sometimes. But they're nothing. To God, they're nothing. For me, my problems that I have, I tend to think they're about me. And I think that's one thing we may be looking at when we're faced with adversity, when we're faced with problems, we're focused on ourselves when we should be focused on God and turning it over to God. Now, there's two things that I think that we should do. I think that I should do. I know I have to do when I'm faced with adversity, when I'm faced with problems. The first thing I have to do is, there's actually three things. First things I have to do is to seek Jesus and to ask him. Second thing I have to do is to turn it over, turn my problem and turn my adversity over to God. Let him take care of it. And then the last thing I have to do is simply to trust God, to trust him to take care of that. I want to read a couple of verses in John yet, the 14th chapter. Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he promises, giving them promises of the Holy Spirit. And there's a couple of verses there I think that are fitting when we're faced with adversity, when we're faced with a lot of problems that we think are too big. And verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard now I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.